"'He's barking mad,' said Seamus Finnegan angrily to Percy. "'Can't we get anyone else?' "'None of the other pictures wanted the job,' said Percy. "'Frightened of what happened to the fat lady, "'Sir Cadogan was the only one brave enough to volunteer. "'Sir Cadogan, however, was the least of Harry's worries. "'He was now being closely watched. "'Teachers found excuses to walk along corridors with him, "'and Percy Weasley, acting, Harry suspected, on his mother's orders, "'was tailing him everywhere like an extremely pompous guard dog.' To cap it all, Professor McGonagall summoned Harry into her office with such a sombre expression on her face, Harry thought someone must have died. "'There's no point hiding it from you any longer, Potter,' she said in a very serious voice. "'I know this will come as a shock to you, but Sirius Black—' "'I know he's after me,' said Harry wearily. "'I heard Ron's dad telling his mum, "'Mr. Weasley works for the Ministry of Magic.' Professor McGonagall seemed very taken aback. She stared at Harry for a moment or two, then said, "'I see. Well, in that case, Potter, you'll understand why I don't think it's a good idea for you to be practising Quidditch in the evenings. Out on the pitch with only your team members, it's very exposed, Potter. "'We've got our first match on Saturday,' said Harry, outraged. "'I've got to train, Professor.'